I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 12th. The Montclair Elementary School in Quincy was given the all clear to continue with regular classes after fifth graders recently visited the JFK Presidential Library and Museum in Dorchester. That museum closed after it learned that two of its workers attended a conference where coronavirus was present. However, it was determined that the workers are not symptomatic, so Montclair students and staff do not have to self-quarantine. Officials say the Montclair school was thoroughly cleaned and sanitized Wednesday night as a precaution, and that all schools and school buses are being cleaned three times per week. Quincy police may have a suspect in connection with a bank robbery. Yesterday, a man handed a teller a note at the South Shore Savings Bank on Quincy Avenue demanding money, then fled on foot with some cash. Police say that man may have been a homeless person. He was described as a white male between 40 and 50 years old, about 5'8" to 6 feet tall, and last seen wearing a black hat and blue hooded sweatshirt. No weapon was shown. 48-year-old Kin Lau is charged with bringing 200 pounds of illegal marijuana into his Edison Park home in Quincy from New York. State police say they followed Lau and caught him unloading seven duffel bags full of the drugs. Troopers also seized a pistol, ammunition, and drug packaging materials. After forcing their way into his home recently, he was ordered held on $10,000 cash bail. A passerby helped Quincy police apprehend a man for breaking into a Quincy Center business. 61-year-old Leon Roche of Chelsea is charged with breaking into the Allie Mae Beauty Academy on Hancock Street at around midnight. A woman reported spotting a man in the building. Officers quickly apprehended Roche. He faces breaking and entering charges in Quincy District Court. Fears about the coronavirus have forced the Quincy Choral Society to cancel their True Colors concert that was scheduled for this Sunday at the Quincy Catholic Academy. The Choral Society's president, Cindy Fidua, says she was saddened to have to cancel the concert and silent auction. However, she felt it was the prudent decision. Fidua says she hopes to reschedule the concert at a later date. The Quincy Point Congregational Church has canceled their St. Patrick's Day dinner and performance by the Island Grove Chorus on Saturday night due to concerns over the coronavirus. The event was also a fundraiser for the Australia Brush Fire Relief Fund, but the church says donations to that cause are still welcome. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 12th.